Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins', and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I share with you a very special friend of mine, all the way back to 1989 when my grandparents moved from Athens, Alabama to Center Point, Alabama, and my grandfather took a preaching job there. And I met Stacy Ellis at the time, and now she's Stacy Ellis Boss. And it's just a real pleasure to have my friends on the show to give them an opportunity to share what they're doing to make a difference. And Stacy is just a wonderful person. She supported the efforts that I've been involved with for years, including when me and my wife had Tortillas Blanco and we made tortilla chips and had our little restaurant just off the square in Athens, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Stacy Ellis Boss.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm glad
to have
you.
And we do go very far back.
It's a long time. That's a big leap from just being in our early double digits.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You've had a really amazing journey with Studio Boss. I recall when you were first getting started. That has grown for you, and as you mentioned in a post earlier, a comment, that it has done really well over the past few years. You needed that for your own personal health journey, but you expanded it to other people to help them with theirs as well.
Yes. I feel like, especially women, we need other women. And we need to know that those women are struggling with the same things we are. They're struggling with self-confidence. They're struggling with life and hormone changes as we get older. They're struggling with just managing everything. And as much as our husbands or significant others love us, they don't always give us that. And after having been through my own journey and seeing what that did for me, I really wanted to extend that to other women and help them in that area and give them a place that was not a gym that could be safe for them. It's kind of a safe haven. They come in and they can cry on my shoulder or their friend's shoulders that they've made, and we can pray together and we can laugh and joke around, but they have a very safe environment to do it in.
At 6 o'clock this morning, my wife was in grandmother's old apartment and she was doing her exercise routine thanks to Darlene Lee. And I'm impressed with what April's doing. And when you think about, as you mentioned, some of the hurdles that women, men have to jump to take that first step for exercise, because really you have to jump some mental hurdles, the doubts and the fears, to be able to take that step, to start that first exercise, to walk that first mile, to be confident enough in yourself that this is a journey that you want to be a part of. But yes, there are things that have to be cleared out of the way for a person to mentally be able to do this, right?
Oh, most definitely. And one of the things that I really focus on is not any kind of a diet where that we use here in America. It's, you know, it's start and stop something, but it is most definitely about lifestyle change, because my goal is to teach people how to handle stress, how to handle when they don't have a good support system and how they can change that, and how to handle being able to walk into a grocery store and know what they can pick up without stress, without restriction, without feeling overwhelmed, that they can pick things up off the shelf, that they can feed their family, they can feed themselves, and know that they're doing something good and healthy for themselves. And it doesn't feel like, oh, I can't eat this, or, oh, I shouldn't eat that. They know these things are good for them. They know that they're going to be able to do this for the rest of their lives. Because who wants to start something and feel restricted and overwhelmed and count calories every day? Not me. That's the last thing I want to do. I mean, that's just way too much. And when I started my journey, I was drinking 2 shakes a day and making a separate meal for myself at night. And that's not fun. That's not fun for me. It wasn't fun for my family, and it was incredibly expensive. And now I can literally walk in the Kroger and I know exactly which pasta I want that's packed with protein, not full of unhealthy carbohydrates. You know, I know exactly which pasta sauce I want that doesn't have, you know, tons of sugar in it. And I know exactly what cheeses I'm going to get. And I never get the pre-shredded stuff because it's coated in junk. It's just a matter of one more step to grate my own cheese. I don't meal prep. I don't count calories. I'm not really great about meal planning, honestly, to tell you the truth. I sit there and go, what do I want to make for dinner this week? You know, and it's a lot of times it's a lot of the same stuff because we have our standby favorites, right? A lot of the hurdles that I see in women is they feel overwhelmed. And I see it in men too, but I work with 99% of my clientele is women. So, and it's who I am. It's who I resonate with. It's the people that sit down and get to know me, and they're very similar to me, and they've had the same struggles as me. That's who I attract. But, you know, they come in and they're overwhelmed. They're like, well, I'm checking out all the local places and I walked into this place and it's got all this equipment and I have no idea what to do with it. And there's these people over here and they're lifting these huge weights, or they're waiting on me to use this piece of equipment and I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. I have no idea what to do. I'm just going to go walk on the treadmill for an hour. I'm just overwhelmed. And then they quit because they're overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. And they don't know what fitness should look like. And then they've got other people saying, do this program for an hour a day for 60 or 70 days and you'll get fit. And that's overwhelming too. And it's an injury waiting to happen. So that's why I wanted to create the space that I have and to have the education that I have as a personal trainer. And we do small group personal training so we can give everyone that comprehensive and cohesive personal training environment with less than 10 people at the most. You know, it's 10 plus a trainer. And then on top of that, we work on those behavioral changes, those lifestyle changes that's going to take them throughout the rest of their lives. My oldest female client is 75, working out 3 days a week, and she's had both knees replaced. And I have one male, and he is 76, and he comes 3 days a week as well.
It is impressive. And as I listen to you, Stacey, and you explain the mistakes that you've made and helping others with that, I couldn't have started the Mark White Show when I was 20. I couldn't have started the Mark White Show when I was even 30. It took life lessons and experiences to be able to do what I'm doing right now as I'm talking to you. It took from when I first met you in 89 and even some years back from that to today to be able to speak to anybody and everybody and try to get to where they're at. And that's exactly what you're having to do with Studio Boss, is to meet people where they're at so that they can believe in themselves that the journey that they're about to take is possible and doable, and they can be successful.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And what has been just phenomenal for me as a Christian is how the Lord has worked in that avenue for me. My mom moved in with me in September of 2020. She passed away July of 2021, but she moved in with us up here in Tennessee. She's from down there in Birmingham area. She lived with us for about 4.5 months, and it was insane. My mom was on what's called peritoneal dialysis at the time. Most people who are on dialysis are on hemo, but peritoneal is a different type, and you're on it every night. You have to get trained on it and all this kind of stuff. And it was crazy, but that very week that my mom moved in with me, a research nephrologist, and a nephrologist is a kidney doctor, walked into my studio and became a client. That woman alone helped me so much with my mom and helped me learn so much and was constantly asking me questions and saying, what about today? How's she doing today? What can I do for you? Then there was a time later on in the spring after my mom was back in Alabama and her health was not doing well at all. And we were playing around with options of whether or not to move her back in with us. I don't think she could have handled it, but we were talking about it. And sure enough, I got these questions literally that have just been posed to me that day of, you know, what would it look like? And in walks a elder law attorney, paralegal, essentially. And then on top of that, she puts me on the phone with a guy who works for hospice. And the amount of information I gained in that hour that the Lord put in front of me was tremendous. These are people coming to me for help, and they are helping me left and right. And then on the way home, that nephrologist is messaging me going, here are the local facilities that can help your mom with peritoneal dialysis should you move her back up here. He was working through these people, through the avenue that I have helped them with. He was rewarding me so much. And I tell them all the time that they have no idea what they do for me. They come to me for help, but what they do for me, they've been with me. I've had the studio. I opened it in September of 2016. So right at 5.5 years, roughly. And I've lost both my parents in that time frame, and I could not have made it through. I mean, I would have, don't get me wrong, unless the Lord chose to take my life or something ended my life, I would have made it through. But has it been so much easier having that support system? Most definitely. I don't know what I would have done without some of those women. And honestly, the ones that have been with me the longest have become some of my absolute closest friends and have supported me in so many ways.
The Mark White Show really has been that support system for me as I've talked to other people who have gone through some major challenges in their life. And no, it wasn't exactly what I went through, but the human experience is very similar because the pain, the grief, the loss, those experiences, we're either driven to do more and to connect with people more, or we're driven away. And I've chosen to try to connect with people more, and it sounds like that's what you have done too.
Yes, and it really is just so, it's so rewarding. And at the same, I know you know that, you know, you keep doing it because of the rewards that you get out of it in so many ways, right? The reward of helping someone else, of serving someone else in some capacity, and then what it does for your soul and for your spirit, and how it helps you grow so much and become just like, okay, I know you, I've known you for a long time, but I also have heard people talk about you, right? And it's obvious what you do for the community. It's obvious what you do for the surrounding areas in the joy and the stories that you share. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a local coffee shop that my daughter worked at for a while, and my son actually worked there over the summer. And, you know, I'm known in town, maybe not by every single person by any stretch, but people know me. And yesterday I walked in and I was getting my coffee and I'm having this conversation with this man because he's got this little one-year-old on his hip and it was his one-year-old's birthday. So cute. And I mentioned that, you know, I said my daughter and her boyfriend's name out loud and he goes, oh, they're together, because they were working there together. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I knew you were her mom. And I was like, I've never met this guy before. To my knowledge, I'd never met him before, but he knew who I was. He knew who my daughter was. You know, he didn't know what I did in the community, but he had seen enough of me, even just in that coffee shop, to know who I was. And we wound up having this 15-20 minute conversation about family. Like, he'd lost his mom when his son was 3 months old. And just, it was just a great conversation. And there's a local sergeant in town that I know that, you know, comes up and he'll, will chat with me and we'll have great conversations. And it's knowing that you're doing something great for other people, not for yourself, but for other people. Because, you know, I didn't get into my business to make money, and I'm still not in it to make money. I'm in it to truly help other people see the success I have, because all it takes, and success in their health and their fitness and just their spiritual growth too, honestly. If you look at a picture of my family's health, it doesn't take much to figure out why I wanted to change things. And my husband's family is riddled with Alzheimer's. And so early onset Alzheimer's, like early 60s. So, you know, why do I do what I do? Why did I start my journey? Well, I started my journey because I wanted to be better. I wanted to be better for my kids. I wanted to be healthy for my husband. I wanted to go out and play soccer with them when they were on the soccer field, even if I'm not any good at it. and I wanted to be able to be around for my children and for my grandchildren and, Lord willing, my great-grandchildren. And I want to impact the world in some positive way and share the gospel as much as I possibly can. And in order to do that, we have to take care of this physical body God gave us. And we have to nourish not only it, but our soul as well. And you know what I'm talking about. It's giving back rewards you so much. I love watching people's journeys. I just get so much joy out of when they tell me, I did this today. I went to the grocery store and I knew what to buy. Or, you know, I put on clothes I haven't worn in 10 years and it made me feel so good. Or my husband told me I looked pretty today, you know, or, you know, I read my Bible more today and thank you for influencing me in that way. Those things just are so rewarding. I can't think of better words to use.
You're exactly right, Stacy, and I have been certainly rewarded through the relationships that I've been able to build through the Mark White Show. It's been important to me, and I stay in contact with so many people because of the relationship that has been built. It really mm-hmm. is an amazing experience to have and to find your purpose, to find what you need to be doing to help others, because I feel like a lot of people, when you're thinking about your purpose, like when I was younger and thinking I was going to play for the University of Alabama as a kicker, well, that wasn't about other people. That was about me. Mm-hmm. That's fine to have goals that are self-focused, but if you're not thinking about how this can affect others, how this can help others, then I think we're really missing out.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I was supposed to be a high school band director. That's what I went to college for. It's interesting. Side note, but I'm going to lead it back to what we're talking about. There is a research foundation called the Johnson O'Connor Research Foundation, and it teaches you your natural aptitudes, shows you what they are: pitch discrimination, color discrimination, hand dexterity, all these crazy things. And my husband did it way back in the, I'm going to make him old, like mid-90s at the best. And my oldest son has gone through it. Our nephew went through it when he was living with us. And our daughter has gone through it. You have to be 14 for your natural aptitudes to be set. Very, very interesting, because they tell you, you know, you're given a list of all these different jobs you can do once they figure out what your natural aptitudes are. Because the goal is to find a job that uses your natural aptitudes. Because if you don't, you're going to be looking for outlets for them. So, you know, I sung as long as I can remember. I grew up singing in church, but singing is one of my passions. And for a very long time, before the studio became a thing for me, before it became one of my passions, I always said, if I go back to college, I'm going to be a vocalist. Well, I have been able to and helped form two different choirs. So if you've heard of the hymnal, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, the group Symphonia puts out a CD every year. So way back in like 2014 or 2015, my husband and I went to Tampa and we recorded on that CD. And I talked to the director, his name is Scott Wyatt, and I said, okay, I'd been listening to Narrow Way, which is this four-part men's quartet that sings a cappella spiritual sacred music. And so I was listening to them and I was like, we need to form a group like that. We need something small. Well, we came up with this 50 to 80 person choir. So every year, typically in like this year, it's February, I go down to Tampa. And we have 8-part harmony. We sing mainly sacred, big choral works. And then we do a couple of secular pieces. Everybody learns their part on their own. We practice for roughly 8 to 10 hours, then we have a performance. They're literally a mile from Florida College campus. And then we record the whole next day and we produce an album every year. So we've produced 5 albums now, and the name of that group is called Concordia Sakurai. And then we have a smaller group that gets together once a year in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we get together in the fall, and it's about between 16 and 32 people. Once more, 8-part harmony, very difficult music that we learn on our own and come together. And we did some recordings this year. It's the first year we've recorded, and it's called Trance. And so, you know, it's very interesting because I get to use my natural aptitudes that I love in that arena. I get to use my natural aptitudes at the studio. But what they are all doing are bringing me joy helping other people. And you knew my dad fairly well, honestly, and you know how much of a talker my dad was. Sometimes, yes, I think I out-talk my dad, which is something else. But, I mean, I learned a lot from him in that, you know, he was a giver. Both my parents were just generous, generous, generous spirits. And, you know, for me, it's a way that I can give back by taking a weekend of my time that I'm not paid for. And I learned this music on my own. I'm actually going to go work on stuff tonight because we're performing in February 19th, I think, or 20th. I'm not sure. I think it's the 20th in Tampa and Temple Terrace. And so, you know, it's one of those things. It's something I can put my love and my passion for, not only music, but for the Lord. And it can come back out and it can serve other people and encourage them and build them up and help them on their journey as well. So two different areas that I get to use my natural talents, I guess you will, although I don't consider myself a talented person, to help other people.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Stacy Ellis Boss. She is the founder of Studio Boss, and we've talked about using our talents and our abilities to help others. And when we come back, Stacy, I want to talk to you about how people can connect, how they can get the benefits that other people have received through Studio Boss. And there may be somebody out there right now who's been hesitant about taking that step when it comes to their health. And there may be somebody out there who is ready to do it. They just need a couple of steps shown to them moving forward to get them jogging and then running. And I mean that in a figurative sense and maybe even a literal sense. But if you'll stick with me, Stacy, we'll talk about how people can make that connection when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. This is a great friend of mine, Stacy Ellis Boss. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am very glad that you can be with us today. Today, I have a longtime friend on the show. I've known her for 32 years.
That I've known.
We've known each other a long time growing up in the Birmingham area, and I appreciate Stacy Ellis Boss so much. She's just been a great friend to me. I hope that I've been a great friend to her over the years as well, and it is nice to be able to have this avenue, this vehicle that I can offer my friends and say, would you like to share? And then they say, okay, I would like to share. And then I get 30, 40, 50 minutes of conversation with friends who I don't get to talk to very much. And it's great. So welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stacy Ellis Boss.
Thank you for having me, Mark. It's been an absolute pleasure catching up, and we definitely need to do it more often.
You know, it's like, hey, Stacy, will you come on the radio show? Sure, I'll come on the radio show. And I'm like, yeah, I'm giddy because I get to talk to my friend. Finally.
Well, and what's so funny about it is our son goes to he goes to UAH.
That close. Wow.
So it's not like it's that far from you. Yeah. And he worships it Pepper Road.
Pepper Road. All right.
Yeah, there in Athens. So it's not like, I mean, it's a small world, right?
That's right. Well, if you're at UAH, we'll just have to meet at Rita's there in Madison and grab a custard one day whenever y'all come through town or drop by Lawler's Barbecue.
I can do Lawler's. I can't do custard because I can't do dairy.
Italian ice. Can you do that?
I can. Yeah.
They have Italian ice there at Rita's, so we'll just stick you with an Italian ice and I'll have the custard.
Sounds like a good plan to me. The last time we met up, I was eating your tortillas, Blanco chips.
That's right.
Outside your little shop.
Highly supportive. And that's probably not something that you would recommend to your clients. I don't know, but I know you said you didn't count calories in the last segment, but those chips were actually fried, not baked, and that was sugar on those chips.
Yep. Maybe if you put some stevia on them or some monk fruit and we baked them, you know.
Not nearly as good, Stacy. We could
make a healthy version of them.
People bought them, so if they enjoyed them, I'm happy for them, but I just didn't feel like that was them getting the best.
My husband absolutely loved your chips. The closest thing he can get to them now is the Stacy's pita chips that have the cinnamon and sugar, but yours were much better.
If you get a really thin tortilla and make them thinner, then of course you can drop them and almost flash fry those tortillas, and they come out really light and crispy.
They were amazing. And, you know, I don't know if you remember or not, but we had them sold up here in White House.
I sure do remember that.
We had them stocked at the local food land, and I would tell everybody, go get you some tortillas, Blanco. Of course, this was before I started my health journey. It's like you said, this was before I started my health journey. Now I don't eat much sugar. I'm a stevia or monk fruit girl for the most part, and actually my whole family is because they have been subdued into the point that they have to have what I fix, but they've learned to like it because, you know, you probably don't know this about me, but I was a Mountain Dew and Cheetos addict when I started my health journey.
Cheese curls, but yes. I had no idea.
I was so bad. It was so bad. Ice cream on the couch every night, Cheetos on the couch, Mountain Dew every day, all day long. I mean, it was not a healthy lifestyle.
Wow.
At all.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the fact that you said most everybody in the area would know who you are. And I was thinking some may think you're the Tortillas Blanco girl And then some may not realize that you're now studio boss. And they think, she's trying to get me hooked on chips. No, she's trying to save your life.
Well, it's been quite a while. And it was mainly the people at church that I said, hey, go get the chips. Because the only other people I really associated with at the time, because, you know, I'm an extrovert, but I homeschool my kids. So at the time, really the only people we were really talking to a lot were the people at church and the people at the soccer fields. So, you know, my circle has expanded tremendously since I got into the health and fitness industry, because I just meet so many people, because instead of somebody just walking in and taking a session with us, I ask them to book a consult with me where we sit down and have a conversation. And what's funny about it is that it always says like 30 minutes on my calendar, but I really have to book more like an hour and a half or more, because you can tell I'm a talker and I want to get to know people. So I'm going to sit there and ask them questions about their life.
Yes, people need that. They need somebody to talk to, Stacy. You know, people in communication, we have a lot of different ways to communicate, but I still believe that one-on-one and then eyeball-to-eyeball is the best way.
Amen. Most definitely. I mean, you can't connect with people through text. In fact, someone told me not that long ago, earlier in 2021, that 95% is lost through text. You know, you don't have inflection, you don't have body language, you don't have eye contact. All those things make up relationships, really, if we're at the heart of it. And, you know, you could hear my journey and have never met me, and maybe you would be, maybe it would settle on you in some way, in some positive way. But knowing me and knowing me for years and following, you know, what I've done and us getting together and talking and stuff, whether it's in person or over the phone, you have a deeper connection and you can understand the person better as to where they're coming from. You know, it's really easy to misunderstand people if you're just looking at a text or an email. So phone calls better, right? But if you can get somebody face to face and talk to them, you can truly make a difference and an impact, and they can make one on you, because you can actually see the person and where they're coming from. You can see their heart. If we're at the heart of the situation here, I mean, that's what you really get to see is their soul.
I want people who are listening right now to connect with you. I highly recommend anything that you're involved in, whether it's a course that you're building or it's your Studio Boss fitness program. I want people to know that you are a trusted friend of mine. And I want people who are listening, if they want to improve themselves, if they want to help change their life, if there's something that is in their way, a hurdle, I would like for them, especially our women who are listening right now, to reach out to you and connect and have that conversation about what maybe the steps they need to take are to improve their lives.
Well, I would definitely love to help them if I can in any way, form, or fashion. I've been blessed to not only help the people in my area, but I've also helped friends in Texas and Knoxville, Tennessee, and Florida. I mean, there's no limit with technology these days.
So how do people connect, Stacy?
The easiest way to do it is to actually go to my website. It is studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, boss, B-O-S-S, fitness.com. But they can also reach out to me through phone. It is 615-285-8444, or they can email me, which is also an excellent way. It is Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, at studiobossfitness.com. And I'd be happy to connect with them and see if I can't help them.
Stacy, it's been a real pleasure to be able to connect with you today, to have this conversation and to talk about something you love, because I want all of my friends to find what they love. I want all of my friends to find their passion and to be successful with it. And I want to encourage, I want to be an encourager for them, whoever it was. If it was somebody that was in the second grade with me, they come back in my life, I want to try to help, and I want to see them be successful people. If there's something that I can do through what I do, then I want to try to use it for them.
Agreed. I mean, is that not what we're here for?
Yes.
To serve others, to glorify God. And if what I'm doing can help you in some capacity, then why don't I? You know, it is who we are at our core, and it's what we should be. It's what we're told to be. And so anytime I have the opportunity to help somebody else in some way, whether it's in their business, their passions, with their children, whatever I can do, I'm always willing and open, and I love to get to know people, and I definitely love reconnecting with people. I want to give you a very brief snippet of what people can do for one another. I graduated in 1996 from Garndale High School, and a week ago this past Sunday on the 16th, one of our classmates passed away. She was 43. I believe she was the secretary of our class. I'd have to look at my yearbook to know for sure. Reached out to everybody, and we raised over $2,000 in just a few days. And then there is still a fund going to help with the, last I checked, it was over $6,600 that people had submitted to her husband to help with funeral expenses and everything. And they left behind 5 kids, but that's just 25 years later, a group of 300 plus students, you know, coming back together to help a friend in whatever way they could and to show support. And that's just, it's just amazing to me.
Incredible. And we're showing support for you today, Stacy. So I want people to go to studiobossfitness.com. Tell listeners what BOSS stands for. I've got it in front of me, but I want you to tell people.
So my last name obviously is BOSS, but when I opened the studio, I wanted to use it in a good way. And it stands for Behaviors Offering Sustainable Success, because I want you to adapt a lifestyle of healthy behaviors that are going to get you through, well, until the day that we're no longer here.
Excellent. Stacy Ellis Boss, a homeschooling mom of 3 and serial entrepreneur and owner of Studio Boss. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Folks, if you want to work with someone who is interested in building lasting relationships, I want you to get in touch with Stacy Ellis Boss, communicate with her, make that connection, and maybe it's your journey that's the next one that she can help you with. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you have been encouraged and inspired by today's show. If you have, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing in our communities around the country and the world to make a difference. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes or Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Podcasts, and also Google Podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.